Walmart has managed to thrive despite the slow economy. Protests from labor advocates and allegations of bribery earlier this year at its Mexican unit. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the company's stock price hit an all-time high yesterday, and holiday layaway sales are off to a fast start.
When you type Walmart protests 2012 into YouTube, you find page after page of videos, rallies against Walmart moving into neighborhoods, against the treatment of pigs before they're turned into Walmart pork products, and against the store's labor practices.
We support you as you fight for change inside of Walmart!
Yesterday, busloads of Walmart employees appeared outside the annual investor conference in Bentonville, Arkansas, to protest reduced hours and lack of worker safety. Inside, executives announced $400 million in layaway holiday sales in less than a month. That's already half of all layaway sales during the company's last holiday season. Retail watchers say that's evidence that Walmart is able to withstand controversy after controversy. Craig Johnson is from Customer Growth Partners, a retail research firm.
Consumers want to be able to have food on their table, clothes to wear, sports equipment to use, TVs to watch, and they want to be able to get those at the best price they can. And that's what Walmart does.
And now, just in time for the holidays, Walmart's testing out same-day delivery to compete with giants like Amazon. And it's adding a new low-cost prepaid debit card. Elsa Chang, NPR News.